Did you know your actual age might not be the same as your biological age? That's right. It's not just about your birth date. Your body could be older or younger than you think. That's where True Diagnostic comes in. With their True Age test, you can discover your true biological age, plus get insights into things like your risk for heart disease, Alzheimer's, and even early mortality. And the best part, it's all done from the comfort of your own home. No prescriptions, no lab visits, just a simple test sent right to your door. By tracking your biological age, you can actually see how the changes you make, whether it's to your exercise, diet, or sleep, affect your health over time. It's about taking actionable steps to improve your well-being. Oh, and if you're wondering about high-profile people taking it seriously, Brian Johnson, the guy who's working on reversing aging, and I watched his documentary on Netflix, uses True Diagnostic to track his progress. Ready to find out your biological age? Right now, our listeners can get 20% off their entire order at truediagnostic.com by using the code CIS2025 at checkout. That's True Diagnostic, TRUDIAGNOSTIC.com. Just use the code SIS2025 to save 20%. Plus, if you subscribe, you'll get an additional 20% off the 50% discount. Discover your true age today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Wait. Before we start, just want to make sure we're clear here. While this podcast talks about sobriety, mental health, and addiction, it is not meant to replace professional medical advice. Welcome to Sisters in Sobriety.
I'm Kathleen.
And I'm Sonia.
And we're ex-sisters-in-law, brought together in marriage and bonded through our sobriety journey.
Join us as we talk sobriety, addiction, and everything in between. You're in for quite a ride. And our Substack is buzzing with amazing content, from creative mocktail recipes to insightful courses and reflective exercises. There is something for everyone. Don't miss out. It's a great way to add some extra joy and depth to your journey. Check it out. Hi, all. This is part of our sober dating series, and welcome to Swipe Smart, 5 ways to tell if your match is sober friendly before the first date. We also have an episode titled Love Unbottled about dating without drinking, where Kathleen and I chat about what dating looks like when you're sober, how you can find true love without liquid courage, and how you handle a date at a bar. And then we sprinkle in some great stories and practical advice. So, Swipe Smart, 5 ways to tell if your match is sober friendly before the first date. Because life is too short to date someone who thinks whiskey tasting counts as a hobby. All right, so dating apps, the buffet of modern love. You swipe left, you swipe right, and once in a while you swipe so hard you almost break your thumb, convinced your soulmate is finally within a 10-mile radius. But wait, what's that lurking in their profile? Oh no, favorite drink? Whiskey neat? So for those of us who have traded cocktails for kombucha and hangovers for feelings, dating can be tricky, but fear not. We have navigated these waters for you, and we're here to help you figure out if that hottie with a hiking pick is gonna respect your sparkling water lifestyle, or if they're just waiting for happy hour to start. So number one, the bio. Do they talk about alcohol like it's a personality? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Their bio reads like they are auditioning for a beer commercial. Just a guy who loves cold brews, pub crawls, and Saturday nights at the local dive bar. Girl, if you took out all the references to alcohol, their bio would read, just a guy who loves Saturday nights. That's a whole lot of nothing. And I'm not saying they can't enjoy a drink, but if their entire personality revolves around it, the chances are they are going to look at you sideways when you ask for a virgin mojito on date one. So swipe left and save yourself the awkward, why don't you drink conversation where they blink at you like you just said you hate puppies. Number two, check for phrases, like a hard yes. So, I love the limited lifestyle section on dating apps where you're allowed to sum up your entire approach to alcohol in a single word. And apps give you options like yes, sometimes, rarely, no, or sober. And here's the thing, if they've marked themselves as sometimes, don't panic. That can actually be totally fine depending on how they approach drinking and what your comfort zone is. It's the hard yes that might need a second glance. If somebody is a full-blown yes when it comes to alcohol, that's when you want to pause and like raise an eyebrow and think maybe I should ask some more questions about what they like to do on a Saturday night. On the flip side, if they've gone so far to drop little gems like sober curious or mocktail enthusiast in their profile, you might have struck compatibility gold in that section. So the signs may be subtle, but in a world where profiles are basically mini resumes for love, every clue counts. Three, look at their photos. Is every shot at a bar? I'm all for a well-lit, aesthetically pleasing, Instagram-worthy photo, but if every picture is a glass raised in a toast, you're probably dealing with someone who's more into their cocktails than conversation. And if their picture is literally just of a photo of a pint of beer, well, you're not dating a person, you're dating a drink. So swipe left and pour yourself a nice tall glass of no thank you. Number four, their ideal date sounds like a weekend at a winery. So when their ideal date involves vineyard tours, brewery tastings, or a night of dancing and tequila shots, you can pretty much guess where their priorities lie. Sure, they could be fun and spontaneous, but only until the third margarita kicks in and you're wondering if you're the designated driver or the therapist. Spoiler. You'll be both. Swipe left on the let's get trashed and dance like no one's watching profile, unless you're really into carrying someone home who can't remember your name by the end of the night. Number five, trust your gut. Are you getting a this person doesn't get it vibe? Here's the thing, your intuition is like that best friend who knows what's up before you even do. If you're scrolling through someone's profile and you get that subtle but strong feeling, like meh, trust it. Maybe they didn't explicitly say they're planning to shotgun beers every weekend, but something about the energy just screams, I'm not gonna get this sober thing. So if your gut tells you they may not respect your boundaries, swipe left. You're not here to explain your life choices on every date. If someone can't vibe with you sipping soda water at a concert and still having a blast, then they're probably not your person. Trust that instinct. It's done the hard work of getting you this far. You don't need to babysit someone's bar tab and their expectations. So guys, swipe wisely. Finding someone compatible with your sobriety doesn't mean you're doomed to a life of awkward first dates spent explaining why you don't drink. With a little patience and some eagle-eyed detective work, seriously, it is like a sport. You can find someone who appreciates that your best nights involve deep conversations, long walks, and remembering everything you said the next morning. So, go forth. Fellow sober daters, your soulmate is out there probably with a fridge full of LaCroix and an understanding nod when you say, I'll pass on the wine, and if all else fails, you can just swipe right on someone with a dog.
This was Sisters in Sobriety.
Thank you for listening and being with us today.
If you want to learn more about sobriety and meet your community, find us at sistersinsobriety.substack.com.
Are you a sister in sobriety? Then reach out on social media. We'd love to hear from you.
If you're feeling generous, leave us 5 stars and a review and follow us wherever you listen.
You'll never miss an episode. Until next time.